Hello and welcome to another episode of Base News Network. This is going to be a Patreon episode, so if you're listening not on Patreon, you're going to hear the first half as a preview, and then you got to go on Patreon to hear the rest. But today we're going to be talking. Say hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Hi. Today we're going to be talking about our trip to Disney World Magic Kingdom, which was epic, and I think there's going to be real value in this podcast episode because I think we nailed it.
We nailed
the Disney trip.
We're going to help you get the best bang for your buck.
And we're going to tell you how to slay the kingdom of Christ, the magic kingdom.
Oh. All right. Someone's been on Christian Reels too much.
I've been watching Christian Reels.
It's a thing.
To learn. We
don't need to get into it
right
now.
I'm not a Christian. I'm a punk.
He's not yet.
Disney. Mickey is my god.
that's a perfect way to sum up what it was like at Magic Kingdom.
Magic. Okay, so
it was a shrine to consumerism. It was a shrine to Mickey.
Look, if the Magic Kingdom is consumerism, then maybe I like consumerism.
That was kind of the vibe there, I'm not going to lie.
I had a really good time at Disney World.
I did too. And I really didn't know how I was going to go. Like,
my new moral compass is do whatever I need to do to go back to Disney World.
Yeah, he's a Disney adult now. It's a thing. We're dealing with it. Just kidding. We're going to give you our tips and tricks to make sure you have the best time in Disney World if you so choose to go. And we're definitely experts for sure. This was the first time I'd ever been to Disney. And as someone who consumes, I talked about this last episode, as someone who consumes a lot of Disney adult content, I felt semi-familiar with Disney, even though I've never been. I knew a lot of the tea on Genie Plus and all this stuff and the crowds and
don't cuss. On a Disney podcast.
I know. I stopped myself.
Not on the Disney episode.
Okay.
What would Mickey say?
I don't know what Mickey Mouse says, honestly.
I don't think he ever.
What does he say? He's like, "Hi, I'm Mickey Mouse."
I don't think Mickey Mouse. Not only does Mickey Mouse not curse, but he never even gets angry enough to ever. It's not like he has an alternative to cursing because he doesn't even. There's no context which he would even curse.
I'm not
going to
lie. Mickey has always creeped me out.
I'm going to ignore that. And I will say one thing that I think is kind of important. So Disney, we had a blast at Disney. But I actually would say that I could very well imagine that if Disney World is not done correctly, it could be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, it's very crowded, it's busy, the lines are very long. Like,
it's so hot.
It's so hot. So the potential at Disney is, it's not like you go and it's a guaranteed good time. It's, if you go to Disney and do it right, it's going to be the time of your life. If you go to Disney and do it poorly, it's going to be a nightmare. So we're going to give you the tea.
Yeah.
So first things first, okay. Sophie already mentioned it. Let's just get it out of the way. You got to get the Genie Pass, the Plus. Genie Plus passes. So you're already paying a ton of money per ticket.
Yep.
Like, I think I'm going to level set with you. It's like $180 a ticket or something like
that.
Yeah. And the Genie Plus is like an extra like $30 a ticket. So,
which is honestly not that much in the scheme of Disney.
No. I think the Genie Plus makes your time at Disney twice as fun. For only like an additional like 15% more.
And I've heard the price like varies, so it probably depends on the day that you go. Like, I guess for us it was 30, but I've heard as low as 15 on some days. They use a variable price structure, so you know, if you go on a less busy day, you might even get a better deal. So
I think we should probably
pause. It's non-negotiable.
We should pause here and say we are absolutely 100,000% are not being paid by Disney to do this episode.
Yeah.
We're like, it's a non-negotiable. You got to give them more money. Well, I'm just saying.
Okay, but Kai, who in their right mind listening to Bass News Network, following Joan of Arc, following Punk Revolution now would think that we'd ever be sponsored by Disney.
I think a lot of people might think it. A lot of dumb Gen Alpha kids.
No.
Sorry. Okay. I like Gen Alpha. Anyways, as we were saying, so Disney Plus. Genie Plus.
Oh.
Okay, whatever. So Genie Plus. The thing with Disney World is the lines are incredibly long. If you don't have Genie Plus, you're going to be spending like an hour and a half per line, and you know, you're going to go on what, two rides, eat another two rides, and then like each ride is like 5 10 15 minutes at most. So it's just like, if you don't have Genie Plus, I would go as far as saying going to Disney World is actually not very fun.
Can you tell like everyone what is Genie Plus?
So Genie Plus is it's a bonus that you extend. So it basically,
like, what does it do?
It does a couple things. The main thing it does is it gives you Flash Pass. It lets you go into a much faster line, but you can only use it like once every 2 hours, so that's like a total of like three or four times per Disney outing.
Yeah.
But you know, you use it three or four times, then you've basically doubled the amount of times you're gonna get to go on rides.
Yeah.
So
plus you don't have to wait.
Yeah.
The pain of standing, the pain of the heat,
mm-hmm.
the boredom. Although I will say they do try to make the lines kind of fun. But
the queues are epic.
The queues, apologies. And if you are a Disney adult listening right now, you will be aware that Genie Plus is a very new development. And initially it was called Fast Pass. And what you could do is like, it was basically Genie Plus, but I think you could like go up to the ride and then there'd be like a kiosk that you get like a little, it's basically Genie Plus, but like more analog. And it used to be free.
Hmm. Oh, actually, you know what? Another pro tip while we're on the topic. So all this stuff now, and I think it's actually pretty good, is like a lot of this now is on your phone's app, like the ticket, and then also the Genie Plus is an extension now of the Disney Experience app. So bring yourself a portable iPhone charger, because
we did not do that.
the Disney Experience app has a map of the kingdom, which is so awesome, so you can see where all the rides are.
And the wait times are on the map.
Wait times are on your phone too, on the map there. So it's actually like, you know, I feel like sometimes maybe you can find it like a little annoying how we're all heads down in our phones and detached.
Screenagers.
But I would say for Disney, the digital experience, the phone, really helped make things just like a lot easier. It's just like easier, you know. You can plan your day out better. So that's a tip too, is bring yourself that portable charger. I actually did help someone out who they asked if they could borrow my charger, and I said yes.
It was not portable, but it was a charger. So if you don't have a portable charger, at least bring a real, like a normal charger.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're honestly screwed.
Yeah. And then there's not very many plugs though, so you got to go to a restaurant and find one.
I'm sure on Reddit, I'm sure on like all these Disney blogger places you can find this information. But it's harder. Let's just say they're harder to find than a hidden Mickey.
Hidden Mickey. Sophie found a hidden Mickey.
I actually did find a real hidden Mickey. Of course, like I'm Joan of Arc, so I immediately, when I got into Disney, I looked on the ground and I saw like three dots that were definitely not connected at all. But I posted and said it was a hidden Mickey, because schizophrenic Disney adults, pardon my language, I don't, that was probably not cool to say, but you know what I mean? Like Disney adults obsessed with the hidden Mickeys just start seeing hidden Mickeys where there are none, and I wanted to emulate that and honor that tradition.
Everyone go look at the Wikipedia page for hidden Mickey.
Oh my god, what is up with you today?
I swear I'm not doing it on purpose.
You're hidden. Something's on his mind, I think.
Okay, I have dick on my mind.
Oh, that's not how it is.
What did you want me to say?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, Okay, so that's a good tip. And then the other tip too, I would say, that is actually quite easy also, is to reserve lunch and reserve dinner at those Disney restaurants. Because, yes, you can get food without reservations, but I thought that both the restaurants we went to for lunch and dinner were super, super good. And we went for lunch to the Be Our Guest restaurant, which is the Beauty and the Beast themed.
Yes.
That one's expensive.
It's expensive, but you honestly get a lot of food for what you get the money.
You get a ton of both restaurants. We got a ton of food. Like
that's true.
More than we could eat.
I would say the second one we went to, which was like this, I can't remember what it was called. It was like Liberty Square Tavern or something.
The Libertarian restaurant. You'll know it when
America
you see it.
The America themed one. Yeah. And it was like all you can eat Thanksgiving food, basically. Yeah. Which, you know, if you're in the mood for that, that is like if that's what you want to eat. And I think the price was like definitely cheaper than the Be Our Guest. And it was all you can eat. The Be Our Guest was probably a better like vibe, ambiance.
Be Our Guest was $70 a person. So there's three of us. So that's like, you know, plus the tip.
And then you get the
drinks. And so it's actually closer to $100 a person. So it was like $300, you know.
Sorry, guy.
It's okay. Be my guest. So
he paid for a lot of it for me because he loves me.
Well, I've been saving up for a long time to go crazy at Disney, and I certainly did.
He did.
So be your guest. So, okay. So one thing I will say, I'm vegan, and both the restaurants we went to had really, really good vegan options from appetizer to main course to dessert. They had vegan options, and the Libertarian American theme place even had vegan bread with the vegan butter
and they had
and
vegan
the vegan meatloaf.
Yeah.
And they had a vegan like ice cream or whatever the heck the custard dessert thing they had.
It was an apple cake.
Apple cake vegan. So they really
not the same thing, but yes.
It's all sugar. It's all sugar and crap.
As a sugar addict, I have different perspective, but yes.
Okay. Well,
I know my desserts.
Okay, so the Libertarian place was closer to like $50 a person. So that is significantly cheaper, but it's still, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're going to want to get a beer because it's a Libertarian place. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's going to, Disney finds ways.
Oh, they do. They definitely find ways to.
Yeah, so make sure you have a lot of money when you go.
Yeah. And this is kind of out of order, but I do want to add my own two cents here.
Give it a go.
I do think if you are driving in, you got to do your research on where you're parking. And it depends on what park you're going to, because there's Epcot, there's Animal Kingdom, there's Hollywood Studios, and then there's Magic Kingdom. We wanted to go to the classic Disney thingy with the Cinderella Castle. So we went to Magic Kingdom. And Magic Kingdom's parking situation is a little different. You have to go park somewhere, pay $30 for parking. Then you got to get on this like little, like, it's not like a golf, it's like a golf cart bus kind of vibe, like tram. I wouldn't call it a tram. You know what I mean? You got to go on that. And then they kind of shuttle you to this area. You have to go through security and then you go, which is not, doesn't take that long. And then you have to go, either you take a ferry or you take the tram and then you have to do that. And then you're finally there, but then you have to go through like show your ticket again. So it's like a lot of like, it's like a huge production, just like getting inside of the park. Like I would give yourself like, honestly, like 45 minutes to do that.
I would say from the time to park to the time to actually enter the park proper, it's an hour. I would say.
Yeah.
Because there's literally two vehicles you have to take. You have to take three vehicles.
Oh,
you have to take three. No, Sophie, we took four vehicles. We took the plane, the car, the tram, to the boat. We took four different vehicles to get to the kingdom. Like this is more high security than like the TSA is.
No, it's true. Like,
it's crazy.
It's post 9/11 American wet dream.
Yeah, it's literally a kingdom.
It is a kingdom. I mean, it is a kingdom. So,
Can I just say, and look, again, not paid by Disney, but I have to say, Disney Magic Kingdom park design is brilliant, okay? Because, I mean, to put a
giant... The Imagineers, really, they really...
They did.
They to did a put, good job.
To put a giant castle in the middle, just like right at the center of your park, is genius on multiple levels. One, because it looks freaking cool. And two, as you navigate the park, you always have a landmark that tells you can look and find the castle. And be like, oh, right now I'm north of the castle, and I know that the ride I want to get to is to the west of the castle, and I know I just walk this way and I'm there. Like, that is a genius design. And is also, like, beautiful.
True. That is definitely something I noticed in general. And, you know, Disney adults love to talk about the Imagineers, the people who behind the animatronics, behind the designs of the parks, everything. They're notably creative and innovative in what they do. And, you know... I was looking for that because that's like the main thing I hear about Disney is like how innovative and like creative the design is. And as someone who pays attention to design in all its forms, I was curious, you know, that sounds so pretentious, but it's true.
No, it's true. They really do. They really put a lot of effort.
Yeah, I could tell. Like just like how they try to maximize efficiency and also like the... Not the UI, because that's more tech, but, like, you know, the experience of the guest experience, you know? Like, they really think everything through.
Yeah, it's like, I remember Sophie and I, and my sister who was there too, we sat down, and Sophie was like, I would like something cold right now to eat. And literally,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
20 feet away, there was, like, they were serving, like, lemonade ice pops.
Those, like, you know, those frozen cups of, like, Minute Maid?
Yeah.
Those
and
classic.
And it's like, yeah. The Disney literally just Imagineered us with that. Like, they read our mind and knew what we were going to need in that moment. So I agree. It's true. It's just brilliantly designed park.
Brilliant capitalist.
It's literally just like, if you're going to do capitalism, this is how you do it the very best you can possibly do it.
Yeah, they wanted Walt Disney to become a politician. He was like, no.
Yeah, it's like if we're gonna do the whole like consumerist hellscape thing, you know, this is how you do it right.
I feel like I could imagine a world, like an alternate universe in which Walt Disney became president. You know what I mean? I feel like I could totally imagine that happening.
I would be down.
Well, he's dead, but you know.
What? I'm just kidding. I know that. But I will say...
How come there wasn't a Steamboat Willie ride? There probably is, and we just don't know.
Oh, everyone, please ride that Carousel of Progress if you want to see something crazy.
The Carousel of Progress was awesome. That was so fun.
Low-key, the most...
We had disagreements.
The wisest ride. No. Okay, I'll just say it. Carousel of Progress is not only the worst ride at Disney.
I liked it.
It's one of the worst rides I've ever been on in my life.
It's not even a ride, though.
It's literally a 20-minute movie that's boring.
It's not a movie. It's like, an animatronic variety show.
Okay, Sophie.
In a rotating room. How could it not get more epic?
I will say... I will never forget that ride. It's a ride.
I guess it's a ride.
It's a carousel. Carousels are rides. You move. If you sit down on something and it moves, that's a ride. Think of something that
like
does
a
that.
Like a bike?
Yeah.
A bike ride. Yeah. It's a bike ride.
Or a horse ride or...
Other rides. Sorts.
Yeah. If you sit on something and it moves, that's a ride. Let me look up the definition of ride.
I think we know. I think
ride. I want to win this argument.
Ride
definition: to sit on. Oh, yes.
And control. I don't control.
Or be carried or supported. Okay.
But a ride. But it's also right. Like see a roller coaster, merry-go-round, or other amusement ridden.
We rode it.
It moved, but the thing moved. We didn't move. Or did we move? No, we moved.
We moved.
Okay,
we were
whatever,
on a carousel.
It's a show. It's a show of animatronics showing technological progress. And there's a family and there's storylines. And, you know,
There's misogyny.
But, you know, I'm a history buff. So I'm just used to it. And I'm a woman. Okay. So I'm used to encountering misogyny on the daily. Okay. So, like, to me, I don't know. I feel like I'm the only person on earth who actually enjoyed it. But I had a lot of fun on there. So I would definitely hit that one first.
As a man who doesn't face misogyny on a daily basis, I'll say I didn't like that ride because I didn't like to see misogyny because I just want to pretend it doesn't exist.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Maybe Walt Disney was onto something there.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. Mm. I love animatronics, so I enjoyed it. But yeah, you got to check out the Hall of Presidents if you want to see some president animatronics. And there's a funny part with Trump and Biden.
It's not funny. It's actually not funny.
Oh, I thought it was funny.
It's not funny. It's sad.
Why? Because Trump was president?
Because Trump was president. It's because it's literally a show that's like about how honorable and wonderful and...
Oh, I beautiful. Mean, it's not, I don't endorse its message. Like, clearly it's like propaganda to its core. Like it, but I thought it was entertaining and funny to like, cause like his animatronics, like Joseph R. Biden.
Joseph Robinette Biden.
Biden. Yeah. And I was like cracking up. Like, I thought it was fun.
It's not funny to me.
Okay.
It's not funny. It's sad.
I thought it was amusing. I found it funny. All right.
Anyways,
so this just goes to show that your Disney experience might not be the same.
Everyone has a
different experience, and so it seems like you didn't really care for animatronic shows.
I liked
the rides, yes, but not like the Carousel of Progress, and not in what was the other one we did, the Hall of Presidents.
So here's the thing with the Hall of Presidents, okay? Let me explain my full view on it. I feel like the movie of the Hall of Presidents and the animatronics was actually pretty, like, beautiful and amazing. Like, I thought the animatronics, like, I just thought it was so cool to see the animatronics of every president. You could see, like, their height, their kind of, like, physical presence. It really kind of, like, adds, like, a really important, dimension to, like, imagine that you grew up in the 60s and you were seeing... you know, Lyndon B. Johnson or something on TV whatever.
Most of us will never have the opportunity to ever see a president in person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I would say the animatronics are pretty high quality, some of them better than others, but it is pretty incredible just on a experiential bait, you know what I mean? Just to see it.
Yes. But so the thing is like, I felt like the exhibit was... like, clearly Disney put a lot of effort and, like, emotion and thought into it. But it's, like, ruined by, like, the current state of, like, what the presidency is now.
Was it... there's only, like... I feel like there's only a few, like, very good presidents, though.
There are only a few. And, yes, it's, like, all propaganda, blah, 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 blah. And, like, there's been other really bad presidents besides Trump and Joe Biden, whatever. But, like... At least you can kind of like get a little bit into like, you can just like, just, you can grasp the illusion a little bit. Like, it's like, you know, watching a movie, you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
so what I'm hearing here is like, it failed to lure you into its spell because you're just so disillusioned with modern politics right now.
Yes.
That's fair. I didn't take it so seriously because I knew I was at Disney and I was watching animatronics. Sorry, that sounded like shade. I didn't mean it to be shady. I just meant like I was going in expecting to laugh.
I think the people who made it really took it seriously.
That
like,
is true.
Like Disney, that is true. Disney clearly really took this, like when Disney was making this Hall of Presidents, like it was a passion project. Like, he clearly...
No, that's true.
Even though it was coming from like an insane, like, you know, propaganda, political ideology, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just like, I appreciate art even if I don't agree with it. And I feel like this was like a real piece of passionate art that like I couldn't even appreciate... it's one thing to go to a piece of art and be like, that was beautiful, even though I disagree with it. This was like, I can't even say it's beautiful. It's just like a joke now, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, that's kind of how I saw it, but I guess I didn't get too depressed by it. But I know what you mean, and I feel like also what you mentioned, like Disney, like Walt Disney's passion project, they literally call it that, essentially, in the beginning. And they also say the same thing about like Carousel of Progress.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's a portion of Disney that's kind of dedicated to upholding the legacy of Walt Disney's like passion projects, even though they're kind of outdated and not like relevant, or like they probably don't really appeal to many people. Maybe they do. Like I'm speaking more specifically about Carousel Progress.
That is the end of this episode's preview. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, get access to all of our Patreon content, and most importantly, support our show, head over to patreon.com/basednewsnetwork and join us for $5 a month. We really appreciate the support. Thanks for listening. See you next episode.